بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من عاد مريضا أو زار أخله في الله ناداه مناد بأن طبت وطاب ممشاك وتبوأت من الجنة منزلا رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever visits a sick person or a brother of his for the sake of Allah. Whoever visits a sick person or his brother for the pleasure of Allah, a caller calls out. In other words, an angel calls out, bi an tibta, that you have done very good. Wa taba mamshak, and your walking also is good and blessed. Wa tabawwa'ta min al-jannati manzila, and you have built for yourself a house in Jannat. This hadith is such a beautiful hadith, simple to practice upon. You visit a sick person, or you visit a Muslim brother of yours, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have no other motive or purpose, except for the pleasure of Allah, you go and visit him. Then the angel calls out, بِأَن طِبْتَ, you have done an excellent thing. And even you're walking, وَطَابَ مَمْشَاك, you're walking towards your brother or the sick person, is excellent. And in doing so, by visiting your sick brother or sick person or your brother for the sake of Allah, you have built for yourself a house in Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal on this hadith. A person who visits a sick person, then 70,000 angels make dua in maghfirat for him the entire day. If you go visit him in the morning, the angels make dua for you. They say, oh Allah, forgive this person, because you visited your sick brother right till the evening. And if you visit him in the evening, then the entire night they make dua for you till the morning. And also by visiting a person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we did in the previous hadith, where the person visits a Muslim brother of his in another town, an angel was deputed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to question him on the way, that are you going there because you need to collect some favor that you gave him, you're going to collect the favor, returns of the favor from him, that is why you're going? He says, no, I'm going solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because أَحْبَبْتُهُ فِي اللَّهِ, I love him for the sake of Allah, that's why I'm going. So the angel then replied that Allah has told me to inform you that Allah loves you just as you love him. وَنَبِي مُوسَى الْأَشْعَرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسِ الصَّالِحِ وَالْجَلِيسِ السُّوءِ كَحَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ وَنَافِخِ الْخِيرِ فَحَامِلُ الْمِسْكِ إِمَّا أَنْ يُحْذِيَكَ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَبْتَاعَ مِنْهُ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا طَيِّبَةً وَنَافِخُ الْكِيرِ إِمَّا أَنْ يُحْرِقَ ثِيَابَكَ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا مُنْتِنَةً مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. As Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah said, the example of a good companion, al-jalis al-salih, pious person, by sitting in his company. So the example is given of a good companion and an evil companion is like that of a seller of musk. Person has got an ether shop. He's selling musk. He's selling nice perfumes. So he is likened to the good person. And the evil company, Nafikhil Kir, he's like a blacksmith, one who blows the bellows. Rasulullah says, Fahamilul Misk, the one who is selling musk, the fragrance. Imma ayyuhdiyaka, when you go to him, perhaps he might give you that ether, that musk for free. He gives you as a gift. وَإِمَّا أَن تَبْتَعَ مِنْهُ, or you will purchase it from him. So you are going to benefit by taking this musk. You will smell the musk. You will apply the musk. You will apply the perfume. And you will benefit from this person who was selling musk, or the person who gifted you the musk. So you went into his company and you benefited from him. Or at least, وَإِمَّا أَن تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا طَيِّبَةً, you will get a good fragrance. You will inhale a good fragrance from him. So just by sitting by him, either he will benefit you by means of his words or his actions, or just sitting in his company. It is, he's remaining silent, he's not saying anything, but just being in his presence, you will definitely benefit from him. Like a musk seller, even though he did not apply anything to any fragrance to you, but being in his shop, you go to a shop or selling itar, you get a nice smell of different perfumes. So just by staying for a few moments there, you will benefit, you will get rihan tayyibatan, you will smell a good fragrance. When afikhul kir, you go to a blacksmith, and you're standing close by him, إِمَّا أَن يُحْرِقَ ثِيَابَكَ, perhaps he might burn your clothes. وَإِمَّا أَن تَجِدَ مِنْهُ رِيحًا مُنْتِنَا, or you will still get the smell, a terrible odor or smell by being in his workshop. So by sitting in the company of an evil person, you will only get harm to yourself. You'll, like the person sitting by a blacksmith, he's only going to harm his clothing, or he's going to harm his body, or he's going to inhale some bad odor. Like that is the example of person who sits by evil person. He will only mislead you. He will take you away from your deen, away from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you listen from him, only futile things. You listen haram things. You will listen to ghibat, to backbiting, to carrying tales, and filthy, immoral, immodest talks. But sit by a pious person, he'll talk to you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love for deen. He'll make you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, and may Allah give us the positive effects of good company. Allah protect us from evil company. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.